This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed is brought to you by the NAB app. Whether you're travelling, budgeting or online shopping, the NAB app has something for everyone. It's made for human.
Hello, podcasters. John Edward came in today and did readings for people on the phone. It was huge.
Yeah, then he did one off air for me.
He did one off air. How are we feeling?
Yeah, oh, well, I feel good. You less so.
I was hectic. That's okay. Amazing. People always love him. We should try and get him more regularly, I think.
He's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Bogan Names, that was great.
Oh, my God. Those names are insane.
And speaking of insane, what happened when overnight lunatic Danny Lakey asked out a porn star?
In his 35 and over category of women he'd like to be with. Yeah.
He got rejected hard. It was so hard. Very funny.
Turn it up. Turn it right up when you hear that bit. She doesn't even try to sugarcoat it. Oh, no. Nah. Oh, no, we won't be doing that.
I love it. Incredible. I loved how hard he got knocked back. Thank you. Enjoy.
Thanks, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready? Let's go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
Well, well, well. 2 minutes past six, guys. A very special day today.
What's that?
We're joined in studio by world-renowned psychic medium John Edward.
Oh, this is going to be big.
I love it. I'm a believer. Mm-hmm. Grant, you're a believer.
I'm totally on board this.
Right?
This is going to be amazing.
And I'm happy to be here. So I'm like John Edward in that. Oh, I'm different to John Edward in that I know the future. At 6 o'clock, I know the future because of my rundown, and it tells me that you get people. It's not us who's going to ask him questions, or not, you know, be in his presence. We're taking calls today at 8 o'clock.
Yes, he can. Of course, he's a psychic medium. He sees dead people.
Yeah, he feels the presence. Yeah. So your chance to talk to John today,
and possibly talk to a relative or a loved one who's passed over.
He can connect you.
I'm good, mate. I'm totally good.
I'm anxious.
No, I'm good.
I'm good, mate. I'm totally good. I know, and you know when his eyes go wide when he says that?
This sounds like I'm hearing a shotgun getting loaded.
Yeah,
I'm good, mate. I'm good.
He's promised to behave.
This is going to be great. Just watch.
Two believers, one skeptic. It'll be fine. What could go wrong?
Okay.
It's okay.
Super best behaviour. Yeah. Super best behaviour.
That's big. The calls will already start coming through. He's massive.
Massive.
Yeah.
Massive global star.
Yeah.
Speaking of... not that. Danny Lakey tells us what happened when he asked out a porn star before 6:30.
Good, because I've been waiting for a week to find out if she said yes or no.
Yeah, remember she was, Grant, what number on his MILF list was she? Third?
About that sentence is not okay.
Third, I think.
I can't remember.
Oh,
what a list.
What a shock.
What an illustrious list. She was
I don't think I was there that day that
happened. Yeah, she was second.
You weren't.
She was second on the list.
That's coming up. And, of course, Backstreet Boys, standby list.
Oh, yes.
World Famous Rooftop.
Do it.
Las Vegas.
It's so exciting. Much.
That's happening.
Yeah.
But we're starting the show with, what about, is it Adventure? What is this? Adventure Grant? Who is Adventure Grant? I'm so excited about Adventure Grant.
Oh, he just regale you with wonderful stories.
Are you talking in the third person about yourself right now?
I think I might be.
Haven't won the Logie yet, mate. Come here.
Let's stop.
Yeah, absolutely right. And we're really bang up for State of Origin tickets today. Because not only have we got the Women's State of Origin, get ready for the first Women's State of Origin, Friday, June 22nd, North Sydney Oval, same origin our way, tickets from nrl.com/tickets. Also, your Men's State of Origin, you can witness those New South Wales Blues battle it out for the series, Game 2, Sunday, 24th at ANZ Stadium. Those ticket texts are at nrl.com/tickets. We've got both of those things to give away today.
Fantastic.
And when we do the women's one, how about $1,000 cash?
Yes.
Oh, chock-a-block.
What is going on?
I don't know.
All right. Adventure Grant is up next.
I can't possibly wait.
A couple of stories you may have missed overnight. And Adventure Grant is a new feature that's something piqued your interest in the news, Grant.
Have you ever been on a plane that's been hit by lightning?
No.
No, it wasn't one hit by lightning yesterday?
Yeah,
was just yesterday. Yeah,
just Qantas having a bad week.
Yeah. Qantas Link, one of those small Dash 8 planes on its way to Port Macquarie, was hit by lightning and had to turn around and come back.
Mm.
Planes are designed to get hit by lightning. They're completely okay. So it's not something you need to worry about. And in fact, no matter where they get struck by lightning, it sort of comes out the tail. It's designed for all that energy and electricity to come out the tail. Well, because I'm a engineer by trade.
What? Are you a farmer slash engineer slash game show host?
Yeah. Okay, made up engineer by trade.
I'm a doctor. So
worry.
Just trust me. Amateur. But I once had this sketchy situation, because normally it's all okay, but I was once in a small plane going back to Perth from regional Perth, where I was in something up near Exmouth.
The sunrise?
Yes. Yeah. Got hit by lightning, and it was really intense rain, and the whole plane lost its electronics.
Oh,
so
no.
Everything, all the power in the plane completely went.
Ooh.
Now, the engines can still run, but you lose all the navigation, so you have no way of knowing where you are or where you're going. And I only realise is when the pilot up the front starts unfolding this giant roadmap.
That's always really comforting when you're a passenger in a plane, when the pilot gets out a map.
You know, it completely blocks the windscreen so he can have a look at this roadmap. And I went, I think there's something wrong.
Mm.
So then we asked, he said, yes, we've lost everything. I have to navigate now by road. So he's looking down at a road trying to follow our way back to Perth Airport.
So he follows the highway.
Yeah.
Following the highway, right? Mm. But what happens is Perth Airport is surrounded by cloud. We have no radio. We've got no radar. You can't tell where all the other planes are. He said, I'm just going to have to fire this into a cloud, not knowing where all the other 747s are coming into land, and hope that we pop out somewhere near the control tower. He goes, because we have no power on board, I don't know if our landing gear is down.
Wow.
So,
you didn't even know if the wheels were down.
Exactly. So he has to get on the phone and call the control tower and say, hey, man, can we just buzz the tower like they do in Top Gun?
Yeah, totes.
So you can tell us whether our landing gear is down.
Oh, right.
So we can land.
Yeah.
And then we landed eventually. Landing gear is down and there's about 8 fire trucks down on the runway.
And we landed and we all clapped and we cheered and we survived.
My God.
We survived.
You still get back on planes now?
Yeah.
Oh, I would swear off planes after that.
Yeah, small planes are a little bit more sketchy. We did go through a snowstorm just the other day where there was about 6 to 8 people on board that we all kind of held hands and thought that this might be it.
Wow.
Oh, man, that is Adventure Grant.
Yeah,
I
good on you, Adventure Grant.
But don't worry, if you get hit by lightning on a commercial airliner, you are fine.
Does Tiger give you free nuts or anything? Like, what do you need? Like, what has to happen to get something?
What says
free?
I'm sorry for the lightning?
Yeah.
Everyone's hair stands on end collectively.
Your overnight master, Danny Lakey, top of the morning, buddy.
Get around him.
Get
around me.
You're doing your own beatboxing now. I like that.
Yeah.
It's good.
It will slowly build each week I'm on the show, and
Fantastic.
The closer I get to primetime time slot, finishing with a big 8:30 hurrah in 16 weeks' time.
We could see a Danny Lakey feat Timmy Trumpet situation, guys.
Oh, yes, ready?
There's not a segment that makes me more excited and more nervous than when you come on, but I do look forward to it, Danny Lakey.
Oh, I'm pissed.
I do look forward to it.
Yes.
Preach.
Okay. What's going on, mate? Now, last we spoke, you were very excited because Sexpo was about to be upon us and you were meeting one of your idols.
Yeah. Sexpo season, it's the big dog's Christmas.
Season?
And
there's a season?
No, well, I get excited for Sexpo season when it comes to town.
Okay.
And yes, so Lisa Ann, my second favourite porn star in the 35 to 55-year-old category.
Great.
Coming in for a face-to-face interview. And I obviously was going to ask around on a date because, I mean, it's not only for my personal gain, it's for every teenage boy who grew up watching Lisa Ann's best work.
Yeah.
And it would be a shame not to, get to see her face-to-face and, like,
wank. What is some of her best work? Like, what are some of her film titles?
Geez, you're really pushing it. You're the one who always wants me to, like, keep my censor on.
Me, specifically?
I really wouldn't be able to list anything that she's famous
okay.
for.
Okay, what's her name, Lisa Ann? I'll just Google.
So, Lakey, she came in.
There's cheerleader staff, there's babysitter staff, there's all sorts of typical A-grade vanilla fantasies that she covers.
A-grade vanilla fantasies.
That's another good one.
That's a nice little, like a wide descriptor.
Yeah.
All right.
It's funny that someone like me is getting accused of censoring Lakey, me, of all people, who wrote a giant penis at the end of her comedy show. But anyway, continue on.
Mr. Lakey, when you first saw her, how did you feel?
Oh, I was absolutely bricking it. And it was very important to demonstrate value and show that I wasn't intimidated because she's used to that all the time. She could smell fear from a mile away. So as my producer was sort of picking her up from the elevator downstairs, I was very well aware that she was coming into the building, but I was pretending that I was very busy, a man of value, a man of little time. And so I went into the kitchen and took 2 bites of an apple and then pretended to be on my iPhone. And then as she came around the corner, I started walking and teed it up, say, oh, got to go, and then took another bite of my apple and then pretended that I didn't even realize really know her name that well. I was like, Lisa. Yeah. What was it? Lisa. Yeah, pleased to meet you, Lisa. How are you going?
Oh, my God.
Oh, and who's Nalyn Palin looks
fine. This is good.
Well, that's her best work. Yeah, that's really where she sort of upped another level. Her resemblance to Sarah Palin is something.
She would have made a bit of money during that campaign if she was the most
Palin?
Who's Nalyn Palin?
Danny, how do you think that she sort of saw you? How did she rate sort of the goods? Because obviously you look like Forrest Gump when he was running across America, right? You're a cool looking unit. Yeah. I like you very much. Did she?
From the research I have done, she's more into African American basketball players. So I was behind the eight ball as far as her preferred genre.
All right, but you did do it. You did. You said you were going to ask her out.
I don't know how.
None of us know how it went. So have you? You've brought that audio in for us to hear.
I've brought the audio. Questions around the legalities of secretly leaving the microphones on during a private conversation. But this was the chat that I had with her, and then coincidentally the mics were left rolling. And yes, I did ask her if she'd like to go on a date.
This is so exciting! Wow.
And this is after that. I gave her a sports jersey. I've done all my schmoozing.
The Weagles. That's
right. Yeah. And as I was giving her the gift, she sort of looked in the background and goes, oh my God, that's so funny. And I looked in the background, she was just getting distracted with cat videos on Channel 7. And so I don't know how invested she really was in me. And yeah, there was some awkward sort of chatter. And yeah, I guess, I mean, just play the audio, listen to the big dog doing his work.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you.
Are you doing anything Friday night?
We're at the show till pretty late on Friday.
There's footy games. I don't even like sport.
What time does it start?
7:50.
Yeah, no, we won't make that. Not
pretty enough. Wow, that was a comprehensive swiping.
Heart shattered into a million pieces.
Did you go home and watch Busty Cops? Or what about The Brother Load?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one, isn't it?
It actually wasn't all bad because I did get to touch the bunion on her foot when I went around and did a foot examination. So I'm going to call it a draw.
That's a win for you, is it?
Yep.
Yeah. Good on you, Lakey.
Good on you, buddy. Good on you,
you're
mate.
You're just taking life by the balls.
He's grabbing life by the bunion.
You don't want to peak too early. There's always another interview. There's always next year, by 2019.
There's always another category of porn stars.
Good on you, brother.
Don't limit yourself, Doc.
Thanks,
well, good on you, mate.
You had a go. Well played.
Do I always feel like apologising after that?
Delete your internet history just quickly, Em, before you get home.
Oh, big booty cougars looks good. Oh, yeah.
Got stuff to do but don't want to miss any of Today FM Breakfast with Em, Grant and Ed? Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au. This is Em, Grant and Ed's Reunited for the NAB app. It's made for human.
For our NAB Reunited today, we are joined in the studio by Fiona. Hello, Fiona.
Hey, guys. Morning.
Fiona, who are you missing? Who did you want us and NAB to help you reunite with?
One of my closest girlfriends that I've kept from high school, actually the only friend I've kept from high school. And she recently moved to Perth a few years back to follow her partner. He does some FIFO work with the mines. Mm-hmm. So it's very hard to see her. She's so far away. She's got a kid. She recently got engaged. So I've missed out a lot of those milestones.
So why is she such a special friend to you? I know she helped you in high school.
So, yeah, I got bullied a lot. She was a few years older than me, and she actually stopped the bullying, and that's how we sort of became friends. And then we hit it off from there. We kept in touch outside of school, clubbing, coffee dates, all that type of stuff.
Clubbing?
Yeah, good. Where were you guys clubbing in Sydney? Where did you go?
We used to just go Parramatta, like really cool most
all
of the
right.
time.
Okay.
So you guys are obviously really close, and since you moved away, it's left a bit of a hole in your life. What kind of person is she? What do you miss most about her?
I miss her honesty and her realism, and just she's a genuine person. I just miss, you know, the random calls, even for silly things like, you know, I've stubbed my toe. Yeah. Help me. What do I do? Yeah, things like that, you know. You know, it's just the small things that really make a difference.
And even though it's in Australia, Perth is so far away.
It's so expensive. It's cheaper to fly to Bali than return to Perth.
It is so true.
Yeah,
and texts just aren't enough sometimes in a friendship, are they?
No, it's not enough. You know, we do a lot of FaceTime and stuff, but yeah, it's still not enough. It's that human touch, you know, you miss that.
Yeah.
Well, Fiona, now your friend, Ksenia, has no idea why you're calling, does she? She just knows you're going to be calling.
Yeah. Okay, yes. So let's get her up.
Yeah, let's have the, here we go.
We'll throw it over to you.
Hello.
Hey, babe. What's up?
Hey.
What are you up to?
Much.
Are you getting Taya ready for school?
I am, yeah.
Cool.
What's up?
Sorry to catch you because I know you're probably getting ready and going to work and stuff. So, you know, I haven't seen you in a few years and you know how I enter a lot of competitions?
Oh, yeah.
So, there was one that said, you know, who do you miss and why you miss them? And I said,
no.
You. Yeah.
Yes.
Probably best you tell her she's on the radio now. Yeah, you are on the radio. So don't swear. Don't swear. So, yeah, you know, I just explained, you know, how much of a good friend you were and how much I miss you and, you know, how we became friends and all that.
I'm going to jump in and say hello to Ksenia. Hey, it's Em Rossiano here. Ksenia, how are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm here with Ed Cavalli and Grant Denyer.
Hi.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Oh, well, really well. Thanks. We're just making sure you watch Family Feud. Yeah, that's okay.
Oh, that was an awkward pause.
Listen, Ksenia, Fiona did enter a competition because, I mean, we are running something called Reunited.
Yes, that's right. With thanks to us and NAB. And basically what's happened is we love your story about what a close friendship you have. So
yeah.
Thanks to NAB and us, we are sending Fiona to come and see you in Perth. She is her way to come and see you in person. Oh, it's happening.
Dude.
Yeah, you can show me your ring in person instead of Facebook.
I know. You haven't seen Taya in years.
I know. It's been so long.
Aww. We've also got some money for a dinner and movie date because, you know, you guys used to have your little dates before you moved away.
Yeah. Dinner dates, going out, having a couple of drinks, Macca's runs.
Yeah. Oh, Macca's runs, yes. Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, that's great. All right. Well, Fiona and Ksenia, please make sure you show us some photos of you two having the time of your life in Perth. And thanks for chatting to us today. We can't wait for you guys to get together.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Fiona. Stop winning.
No, but then I wouldn't be able to see you.
I know. Oh, good woman. Oh my God. I'm shaking, hey. Oh, dude, I'm looking forward to it.
I know, I can't wait. Now. Big hugs.
Oh, good girls.
That's
great.
Girls, thanks for being part of it.
Thank you
so much.
Good job.
All right. I'll call you later, Fifi.
All right, we'll catch up.
I'll talk to you later. Okay, that was to Fiona.
Make sure you vote for Grant for Gold.
Have a good day.
Grant for Gold.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Today FM's $100,000.
Beat the bomb.
At 7:08, Backstreet Boys, can I get on the standby list to go to see them in the world-famous rooftop in Las Vegas?
Everyone else, yes.
Very, very soon.
Yeah.
But let's see if we can't give away some money. Good morning, Kate from Richmond.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good,
Going
Kate.
Really well.
Katie, what would you like to do with the cash?
I'm really struggling with cash at the moment, so I would absolutely love to go away for a weekend with my daughter and have a pamper pack. I'd love to do that.
Nice. All right, let's make that happen.
I'm super excited, guys.
Good.
Hey, you just yell stop. You'll receive the last cash amount revealed. If the bomb goes off, you do receive $0. That'll make sense. You ready to go, Kate?
Absolutely. I got this.
Let's go.
$1,000. $1,300. $1,900. $2,200. $2,700. $3,000. $3,500.
Stop!
Goodness sake, stop!
Oh my God, I nearly exploded. Well done.
Wow!
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yes, you've won $3,500. That's a nice cash injection.
Woohoo! Thank you guys so much. I love you guys. I listen every day. I'm so excited. Thank you.
Good on you, Katie.
Good on you, done Kate, for holding your nerve. That's one of the biggest wins we've seen. So nice effort.
Good job.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Well, we are required by Beat the Bomb legislation to now go and see how much she could have won. Let's see how far she could have gone.
Yay!
Perfection. Well done. $3,500. Thank you.
Worth getting that Today FM app, guys.
Yeah, I'd be getting the Today FM app, wouldn't I, Katie? That's a good idea, isn't it, Katie?
Yeah, it's almost absolutely like you knew. Almost like you knew the amount.
I did.
Ooh. 13, 10, 60. I'd love to know your theory. Why do you think so? A study's come out, and the answer to the study is watching David Attenborough documentaries will boost your sex life. Mm, 13, 10, 60. Yeah. Do you have any reasons, answers why? So this is what's happened. A study published by the journal Body Image suggested that viewing natural environments could improve viewers' confidence by helping them have a more compassionate view of the body. So they had 36 students, and they had two short films from a first-person perspective. One was a person walking through a city,
right,
and the other was walking through a natural environment, and they found that the people, 66%, felt more appreciative of their own body if they walked through the bush.
Aha.
They didn't say why. Honestly, like, this is what's annoying. This is why I've asked Sydney, and no one has a clue, because we don't either.
Well, what if you listen to some, we've got some data.
Oh, let's have
here.
A listen, yeah.
Get your engines running.
This worm-like creature produced offspring by exchanging genetic material with other individuals.
Oh, yeah.
This gene swapping, or sex, shuffles the genetic pack, greatly accelerating variation and therefore evolution.
This extraordinary creature is half blind, half deaf, and this is just about as fast as it can move.
Hot. I mean, if you want to turn me on in the bedroom, woo, half blind, half deaf. Yes, queen.
Is it the thought of animals doing it that just, you know, we're primal creatures? Does that turn you on?
I don't think so. I mean, is it because, like, you're looking at these animals thinking, I look better than them in the nude? Is that what it is?
compared to that walrus, I am trim and terrific.
Scotty, get in the bedroom because I look a darn sight better than that hippo rolling around in mud.
Is it the monkey see? Because that's what they say, monkey see, monkey do, isn't it? So you see, you
the monkey's doing it.
Yeah, and you go, oh, yeah, that's...
I want to get that on. And then you see one kind of giant red baboon butt, and then you go, I'm out.
Do you reckon?
I think they're I'm out. Or
no, when you see those really ugly bottoms. Out. No. It's just like...
See, I always found those. The red baboon bottoms a little bit, like, I was feeling a little bit... sexual.
A bit racy.
I always thought it was a little bit like, not like specifically that, I mean, obviously we all know I'm sexually attracted to Mufasa. We've discussed this.
That's okay. Yes.
But I just, whenever I was a kid and I'd see the baboon bats, it would almost be like, we've talked about this also, how I would hide behind the couch and watch SBS World Movies when my dad was watching them. Yeah. You know, it's a little bit like I'm seeing something that's a bit naughty.
You're not supposed to. It's like tan lines. How if you see a tan line, you go, I'm now seeing into an area that I'm not supposed to normally see in.
Now we're getting somewhere.
What? Hang on a minute. I've never thought about tan lines. What the hell?
Haven't you?
Baboon butts and tan lines are two different categories.
So if you see a hint of less tan skin than you, do you think, hang on, I'm through the curtain here?
Yes, it's
what
exactly.
What if I take my watch off? Or my wedding band?
Let's just say don't do that around me.
All right.
Baboon butts and tan lines, girl.
Parents admit they regret their babies, open brackets, Bogan, close brackets, names. Parents have confessed they now regret giving their children Bogan names, including...
What's on the list? Give me the list.
Well, they've gone with Magnum, Tove, and...
No, look at it again.
Kal-El. Down the bottom.
No, read that. You think it says Magnum because your brain's done that. Now read it properly.
Oh, man gum.
Yeah. My brain made it Magnum, and then I went back.
Yeah, so did mine.
Because my brain was being normal.
That's autocorrect.
And then I went back. No, it's man gum.
I would regret that.
Why would you call your kid man gum?
I don't like... I don't want to...
It sounds like, obviously, jizz. Guys, let's have a think about what we're naming our children.
This is full on. And Grant, you put, your niece, or your nephew, what's your nephew's full name?
Chase Danger. and Shelby Lucky. So my gorgeous sister had fun with the middle names, but see if you can beat that. Because it always is. You want to make your kid an individual. You want to give them their own sense of identity, and you want the name to be special, but sometimes you can try to.
Whenever
too
we have this discussion, what do I always say? I use the Supreme Court judge test.
Oh, good. Yeah. Do it.
All rise for Judge Mangum.
What about all rise for Judge Khaleesi?
Nah. Yeah, a lot of those. You don't want Judge Khaleesi.
And
that's Everdeen, who you don't want.
After Katniss Everdeen.
Oh, come on, people.
Guys, when you're naming your children, remember that the things that you think are cool now will not be when they have to grow up and deal with it.
Thank you.
We had that with Sailor. Like, Sailor caused an enormous amount of outrage when we announced her name. People, they hammered us about how we're condemning her life to a life of ridicule.
Has that? She's now how old?
She's 7.
Has she had much ridicule?
Nah, not at all. Sometimes you've got to explain it because people think it has some sort of exotic spelling, but it doesn't.
I don't know. What about Navajer, which is heaven spelled backwards, guys?
All right.
What? Surely Chardonnay's got to be on the list.
Well, we'll get there. Michelle and Guildford on 131060, best program
Hello.
You've heard. What have you got for us?
I've got Absidy, which is spelled A-B-C-D-E.
No.
Absidy. Yeah. Wait. Are you, how Absidy. Did you? Who?
It's one of my ex-friends' kids.
Is that why you're not speaking? Because she condemned her child to a life with ABCDE as their first name?
No, I just think it's really funny because no one can ever really pronounce it
because
when they go to the doctors and stuff, people just say the letters.
Yeah,
they don't actually bother saying Absidy.
Of course they don't because it's not a name. Thank you, Michelle.
Why wouldn't you spell it A-B-S-A-D-E?
Because that's not the gag. That's a gag.
Don't give your kids gag
but
names.
That is a gag. That's
people.
A flat-out gag. Nikki from the Blue Mountains.
Oh, here we go.
Here it is.
Hello.
Nikki. Do
what
it,
do you
Nikki.
Hello.
Yeah. Go.
I went to a school with a girl, and she named her child Chardonnay.
Chardonnay!
Yay!
Chardonnay, come here, ploy.
I feel Nikki. I feel as though Chardonnay in 10 years' time might just be like sort of Karen or something. It's going to be.
There's a lot.
I feel like it's going to be common.
Oh, that's what scares me.
Chardonnay. Thank you, Nikki.
I think Rosé will be a nice little name in 5 years. Rosé's had a big renaissance.
I think you might be right.
Going to put an accent.
Little accent like Beyonce. Yeah. Beyonce,
oh.
Rosé. Oh, that's it. Rosé, Beyonce.
That's interesting.
What a lovely name.
What a beautiful name.
Oh, you'll love this one, Ed.
Yoland.
Hello.
From Borkham Hills.
So,
give it to me.
Hello. So I'm a midwife, so I come across lots of funny names. And so one day I was in special care nursery. I was looking after this baby, and its name was Calais.
Calais.
And I said, Calais. So I said to the father, so did you go to Calais? Is that what its name is? And he goes, no, mate. I love Holden Calais.
Oh. And he thought that Commodore was too common, so he's gone for the classy one, the Calais.
Well, that is the executive model. Why wouldn't you? That's very upper class. I spent a lot of years around racetracks, so I've met a lot of little kids called Brock. Obviously,
yeah.
That's okay. I know Brock. I went to school with some Brocks.
That's a name. That's a name.
If I worked as a midwife and I got handed children and then told names like that, I'd be like, nah. Try again.
Back.
You can't have your baby back until you try again.
It's an exchange deal.
Absolutely. We're going to get this kid back. No way.
Now,
be better.
Maggie from Hoxton Park.
Oh, no.
Maggie, you are going to be hard to beat here, Maggie. Take it away.
Hey, how you going, guys? So I'm actually a teacher, and I used to teach a set of twins, and their names were Pepsi and Fanta.
Oh, my Lord.
I cannot believe this.
You're not even trying if you're doing that.
Pepsi
what?
And Fanta.
Spelt
Pepsi and Fanta with a sister named Emma.
What happened to Emma?
I don't know what happened to Emma, but Pepsi
Emma got lucky is what happened.
They're going to have, Emma's going to have to change her name to Passiona at some point.
Just 7-Up.
Yeah, that's impossible to beat. Surely not.
Oh, no, we've got one. Katie. Bockham Hills is breeding these names, let's just say. This is extraordinary. This is a real name?
It's 100% a real name. I've work where I, if I work, I get a lot of kids' names.
Yeah.
Ozzy Az.
Spelled
name? A-U-S-S-I-A-S.
Ozzy Az. Oh, my God.
Ozzy Az, 100%. I've got more, but, yeah, Ozzy Az is pretty good.
Ozzy Az.
Katie.
Extraordinary.
They sound like they're related to Chase Danger and Shelby Lucky, to be honest.
Mate, Ozzy Az.
Katie, for that joy, you are going to State of Origin Game 2, Sunday 24th of June, ANZ Stadium. Tickets are from nrl.com/tickets for the Holden State of Origin series.
The Holden Calais State of Origin series.
Yeah.
Aussie-ass. Amazing. That's exciting slash really concerning, but mainly exciting.
You can enjoy Today FM breakfast with M, Grant and Ed anytime, anywhere. Just download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
When Mimi falls apart, you easy. When Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye. When you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic, that's entertainment.
It's gone from being just a little hint to a confirmation of a full-blown discussion that nearly 20 years after it ended, the nanny could be returning to our screens.
Oh.
Now, obviously, the nanny ended 20 years ago.
Yeah, long
so
time.
Sally, the best character yet, should technically no longer be with us on screen. I'm not sure if the actress is still up. Oh, my God. I took all my wardrobe inspiration from Grandma Yetta, as we know. Have a little listen.
Peter and I are talking about we're working on a very big project that's going to be very exciting for the fans, but I'm not at liberty to announce it yet. Our show would be the same characters 20 years later. We can't just pick up where we left off. But in a way, that could be really good because the show can have a whole fresh bend to it.
Grandma Yetta passed away in 2016, aged 87.
Thank you. Aww. Excellent Yetta trivia.
I thought Fran Drescher put that voice on for the TV show.
Oh, no.
I didn't realise that's the full-time gear.
Yeah. Now, guys, get excited. Brittany and Mariah have a duet in the works.
Yes.
Oh, the duet no one asked for, but I'm pumped about.
I'm pumped, too.
This is exciting. It's being described as soft, sexy R&B with heavenly vocal layering effects.
Mm-mm.
What?
I want upbeat dance.
No, it's going to be all like that.
Okay. That I like.
Yeah, now you recall in 2015 when Brittany was on this very station, she told everyone what she did to Mariah Carey songs.
I love Mariah Carey. Still to this day, I was painting in my room. I have an art room and I just like paint on the walls and do all this kind of crazy stuff. And I bought her greatest hits and her new Infinity record yesterday. And I was just in there with my top off, just like painting and doing all this artsy-fartsy stuff. I love her. I love her voice.
Just with a top off, guys.
Top off.
Whatever.
Wow.
Me
you
too.
You don't get paint on your new shirt.
Oh, I'm so sick of my nipples getting in the way of my brush strokes.
Wow.
And finally, so exciting, Will Ferrell is writing and starring in a new film about Eurovision.
Good.
This is what I thought. Yes. I'd peaked with Mariah and Brittany.
Oh, this is good.
He went along to the most recent Eurovision Song Contest, took a lot of notes, interviewed a lot of contestants, and we're being told the Blades of Glory team are back together, and it is going to be epic. So much white lycra, so many doves, so much dry ice. I can't wait.
That's great.
That's so good.
That's entertainment.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
11 minutes past 8. Let's see if we can't give away some money. Grant, Denny, who have you got for us today?
Nicole from Guy Mee is on the line. Are you ready to play Today FM's Alpha Bucks, Nicole?
Hello.
Hi, Nicole. You've made it through to Alpha Bucks.
Oh,
you ready to go?
I think so.
I understand you need some help around the home, yeah?
Yes. We've got a half renovated house and another builder to finish it off for me.
Hey, Nicole, I'm going to cut in here because I'd hate you to lose some money on a technicality. Your phone line isn't wonderful, so if you could maybe bring it closer to your mouth or just have it maybe stand in a better part of the house reception-wise, try have another
can
go.
You
how
hear
are
me
you?
Now?
That's a lot better.
There
we go.
All right, let's get into it.
All right.
Okay, so 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter O today. O for oven.
O for orange.
Or there you go. For each question you get right, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up to 10 grand. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice and the adjudicator's word is final. O is your letter. Here we go.
Okay.
Name something you wear.
Pass.
A food.
Orange.
An American state.
Orlando.
And a movie.
Pass.
Cosmetics brand.
Ofa.
Celebrity.
Oprah Winfrey.
An animal.
Ostrich.
Sydney suburb.
Oakley.
Oatly. Give her Oatly. Come on, people. Give her Oatly.
Please, please.
$300. Too late, says the boss. $300, Nicole.
$300. Thank you.
That'll get you some taps or something. Yeah. There you go.
All right.
All right. Well played. Thank you, Nicole. Another shot at it this time tomorrow. Joined in the studio by John Edward. Crossing Over with John Edward will be at the State Theatre October 25. Tickets going fast, but still some available at ticketmaster.com.au. And John's also got his own weekly web series called Evolve with John Edward. Nice to see you, John. Welcome.
Thank you. John.
Hi.
I have a really important question for you.
Okay.
How's Coco, Sydney and Lucky?
They're good.
Are they good?
They're really. Coco's actually really, really bad.
Oh, no. What's happened to Coco?
Coco is a really, really bad dog. Like, she's a dog who has severe, like, severe needs and attention.
Oh.
Like, is she, like,
is she naughty?
So naughty.
What kind of dog is she?
She is a Yorkapoo.
Oh, a Yorkapoo.
Yeah. She's, like, part Yorkie, part poo, like, a poodle. Yeah. And she legitimately will get into cabinets. And
Coco.
Last week, she got into, like, a bag of rice. She ate a can of frosting.
Oh. Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yum.
Do they have? Okay.
My wife was like, when she took it to, like, we had to take it to the vet again. Yeah. And the vet was like, she looked at the vet like, we're really good parents. I promise you.
Do your dogs have former relatives hanging around them?
I don't know.
You've never done a psychic crossover medium with the dogs?
I've had it happen with a horse.
Amazing.
Really?
Yeah. I had it happen with a horse.
A racehorse?
I have, yeah.
Yeah. It's a psychic medium too. No, we didn't want to tell you. We didn't want you to feel.
Wow.
No,
yeah.
Only because I think that, you know, they're often sired by another one that it's come. The lineage of horses is very important.
Yeah.
So I would imagine that was.
Yeah, there was a woman who came to an event. She was by herself, and I made a connection with just solely her horse.
But that's a very special bond.
And it was really. And
how did you translate?
Yeah. What message?
Hang on, it's coming through. No. Does that mean anything to you? So, John, you're in town. Now, whenever we mention you're coming on, people, the phones go crazy. They are absolutely. We're now just trying to sort through everyone now.
You are officially more popular than trying to win $10,000.
Pretty much.
So, congratulations.
You're the Alpha Bucks of a psychic medium. I know I wanted to ask you, you can turn it off and on like a tap, right?
I have to be able to turn it on and off.
Because otherwise it's just overwhelming. It's like when the Ghostbusters, when they open the trap and everything comes out. Is that what, that's what it'd be like?
Well, I think it's like anything in life, right? It's not just connecting with people who are on the other side. It's about connecting with energy. So for me, it's like, I want to, if I'm going to act in like everyday life, I have to be careful about what I'm picking up on.
Mm.
And I use this as an example. I'm a little OCD and I'm, you know, not so crazy germophobic, but
Grant's a germophobic.
But if you understand like how people think about like, you know, I worked in a laboratory. So once you walk through like a laboratory and you see like, you know, the microbiology section of stuff, kind of messes with your mind a little bit. But when I deal with energy, like it's germs.
Mm.
So it's like, I have a healthy awareness of energy. So I kind of like want to protect myself energetically. So if I'm already there, I'm not going to let the next part of that happen, which is to get into a person's energy.
My energy is exhausting. Stay right away from my put up a force field. Like if you've got a shield, put it right up.
Because sometimes, John, you'd be a conduit for some fairly tragic stories or situations, I would imagine. So it's important to let that not penetrate you as a person or a soul.
And that is really, really very perceptive, because when I'm doing this, I kind of feel surgical in nature. Like I feel like I have to get in and do my job. But I have a hard time watching TV. So I'll get emotional watching TV or movies, but not while I'm reading.
Like
my son was watching Game of Thrones yesterday, and there was like that one scene of the Red Wedding, and like I'm watching
him watch it.
You know, and like I can't even hear it. He's got a headset on, and I'm like watching him watch it and getting emotional while I'm watching
it. Yeah, that is a pretty hectic scene.
And then he like looked at me and he was like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "How are you not like emotional?"
I love that. All right, well, John, you're here. The calls are coming in thick and fast. 131060, do you want to speak with psychic medium John Edward? We're going to be doing that next.
The show is Crossing Over with John Edward, State Theatre, October 25. Tickets available at ticketmaster.com.au. They're going very fast, but John very kindly has given us a double pass to give away.
Very nice.
And
Two doubles, darling.
Oh, wow. Thank you, John. And hello, John. Nice to have you with us.
Sorry. He's here. He's getting ready. He's getting into the vibes.
That's right.
Ruby from Mascot. Hey, Ruby.
Hey, how are you?
Meet John.
Hi, Ruby.
Hi. Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
John, I want to know if you can connect with my friend Darcy.
So, okay, a couple of things. I always like to teach while I'm reading. So one of the things I'll say is, like, if you're going to go for a reading, don't provide names, initials, or dates, because that's one less thing that person can come through with. I don't know if I'm going to be able to connect with your friend. So are you open to me talking about other things?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Anybody around you currently pregnant?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm feeling pregnant energy, and I feel like I'm supposed to talk about, like, the shifts and changes that come up with this, but this is not you, correct?
No, it's not me.
Okay, and is dad on your side of the family? Well, dad is your side of the family, sorry. Is there a father figure for you that's passed?
No.
Okay, so I want to talk about who you would see as being parental, older male. So I get information as above to the side and below. So above you would be, like, your parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles. To your side would be contemporaries. Yeah. And below you, there's an older male that's kind of coming in that's making me feel like he's parental, like he's paternal, he's father-like in some way. But it goes to the pregnant person. It goes around there. So how's that connected to you?
I don't think that is.
No. Who's
pregnant around you?
Yeah, who's the person that's pregnant connected to you?
The girl at work I work with in my office.
And by chance, are you near her, or are you?
I'm on my way to work.
Okay, so I don't know if she's listening or if this is going to be like when you're going to get there, but I just need you to know that the person who's pregnant has an older energy that I would see as being as paternal, watching over what's taking place. I see a J or G name that's connected.
Okay.
That's connected, but I'm not getting your friend, so I apologize.
No, that's all right.
Yeah, I can't dial direct. and then like when. When the energy opens up, I kind of just go with what's coming in.
Yeah. That's right.
Be safe driving.
Yeah, have
be safe driving.
Thanks for your call.
Tori in DY. Hey, Tori.
Hi, how are you? Hi, John.
Hi. How can I help you, Tori?
Hi, I was hoping that you would be able to connect with my daughter, please.
Okay, so Tori, the first thing I'm going to say is I'm seeing the letter D. So who around you, either living or past, and think not just about your daughter, but think around you. Who has the D name?
My daughter's middle name starts with D, and she was also named after my father-in-law who passed away that has a D.
Okay, so I normally get first names, so I'm going to tell you then your daughter would be with the grandfather or the father energy that's there. They're showing me a lot of animals. Did anybody have an actual farm, or did somebody, like, raise livestock, or was there one side of the family that dealt with animals?
Not that I know of.
They're showing me all symbols that look to me like somebody would be, like, they bred dogs, they raised animals, they had a farm. It's not like I've got the cat with me. It's more like showing me the symbols of the symbols of stuff. And who had the brain issue, or the issue that affected their brain?
My father-in-law, he passed away.
Okay. And is his wife still here?
Yes.
Do you know if there's a birthday coming up very soon in that family or something celebratory?
My daughter who passed away, she was actually a twin. So it's their birthday coming up in July.
Okay. Because I feel like I want to acknowledge and celebrate the birthday that's coming up. And then they're telling me to talk about the M name, like Marie, Mary, Margaret. There's an M name. Where's the M connection?
Maria, my mother.
Okay. And she's still here?
Yes.
So that would be your daughter's way of acknowledging grandma. Interesting. They're showing me the number 19. My birthday's on the 19th. Mm. So they're showing me 19, 19, 19. So does that mean that the 19th of a month has a meaning? Or am I supposed to tell you that, you know, somebody's 19 now? Like, what's the 19?
I can't think of a 19. My daughter was born on the 9th.
No, this is, I'm seeing my birthday. So I want you to know that the 19th has a meaning in some way. Mm. And for me, the way that I get it would be birthdays, anniversaries, or a period of time. So it means like somebody's birthday's on the 19th, their anniversary's on the 19th. And I know you're talking about your daughter, but you're not a grandmother yet, are you?
No. Not yet.
You might be a very young grandmother.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
So, you know, or you're going to be a very young great aunt, because I would see that as being like the same type
okay,
of level.
Okay, yep. That makes a little bit more sense.
And can I just say that somebody passes without a lot of life experience? So was there another child that? Okay, so when they show me what they're showing me, it either means that your daughter was very, very young when she passed and she didn't have a lot of life experience, or I'm supposed to tell you that there's a baby that's also passed where there wouldn't be a lot of life experience.
Yeah, my daughter passed away when she was 4 days old.
Right. So there's not a lot of life experience for me to be able to see that. But interesting, you actually did something with either one Like something symbolic. There's something symbolic of either one handprint or one foot, one shoe, one sock. There's something symbolic that I'm supposed to bring up. I don't know what this means. So I
My husband has our daughter's feet tattooed on his chest.
Gotcha.
A footprint.
So because I can't help myself and I do have a little bit of OCD with how I see stuff, did they use the same foot twice?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay, I'm just curious because I only see one foot, so I just wanted to know why I was seeing just the one foot. I always like to push the envelope of like what it is that I'm seeing and share with you what I'm seeing. Mm. But I want you to know the energy of your daughter is with the father figure as well. All right,
thank
I hope
you.
This helps. You're very welcome.
Thanks for your call.
Wow. That's it. Very good.
Well, John Edward, thank you so much for making time and coming in and speaking to people. We're sorry that we couldn't get to everybody.
Every single other person.
I know.
And we'll give both Tori and Shelley those tickets.
Yeah, absolutely right. State Theatre, October 25, ticketmaster.com.au. They're going fast, but please make sure you get in there. And Evolve with John Edward is the weekly web series as well, so you can jump on there and see John every week. Thanks for coming in, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
appreciate
John.
It.
Thank you.
Get all the M, Grant and Ed you've missed. Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
Sadly, the Grant for Gold campaign is really...
It's a bit of a stinker.
Yeah, she's not flying, mate.
The horse is having a nap.
You've taken over control of this ship and you're steering it, so maybe it's not me.
Are you calling me Scatino?
Are you blaming
your joint campaign managers?
Well, let's just say the only reason I do want to win now is just so I could read a speech that both of you wrote up there on the podium. That would really be the only motivation to go on and collect the big one. But, you know, we've been trying. I thought we'd been doing okay.
We need a scandal.
Yeah, look, we're thinking about just the next thing we're going to do is a sort of pre-made scandal. Because you're squeaky clean. And that's great.
Tomorrow.
So there's a scandal coming tomorrow.
So there's a drone flying over your backyard tonight. Can you just go out nude?
Yep. Yeah, okay.
Great.
Yep. Do you want the helicopter? Do you want me to do the
thing? Want the helicopter with my drone that might fly over your house tonight.
Okay, I'm going to give you that then.
Amazing.
Full effect.
The fleshcopter.
Oh, hang on. I think there's a standing. The phones are standing off. Hello, call. There's a caller. Hello, call up.
Hello, it's Gavin from Double Bay here. Yes, I'm definitely a woman, a psychic woman. I see you had that John Edwin on today. Well, I'm much more psychic than he is. I once told Bruce Samazan he was going to be a big star, and look, he still is. Granty Wanty, I'm calling in to tell you about a psychic dream I had about the Logies. You came out on stage completely in the nude, and Lee Lin Chin and I gave you a very warm hand on your opening. Then you lost because you always lose. I woke up startled in a full body sweat because my cavoodle Hillary was licking my face. As you know, I sleep in the buff, except for being covered in sorbeline cream and manuka honey. That's how I keep my skin so feminine. I see you're still behind in the gold Logie betting to that Amanda Keller. Well, I bet she wouldn't like it if she woke up one morning with the words GD for gold smeared in cavoodle feces all over her windscreen. Of course I'm not going to do that. Little Granty, I'll do it. Just poke me on Facebook and I'll do it. I have some other Logies predictions, psychic predictions I'd like to give you. The winner of last year's The Voice will make a star appearance at this year's Logies. They'll be the one asking you, would you like the chicken or the fish, sir? I also predict that Hippo from Bondi Rescue will get herpes off one of the hussies from Love Island. But then again, you can't catch it twice, can you, Granty Wanty? Anyway, I've got to go in preparation for the big night. My best gal pal, Bruce, and I are going to get a Colombian wax. It's like a Brazilian, except they use their teeth. You can get more of my psychic predictions by going to Gavin_a_woman_psychic_definitely_both_of_those_two_things.net or by simply calling my hotline, Gavin's female psychic hotline. It costs $96,000 a minute, and you pay by just slipping a couple of bitcoins into my digital coin purse.
Thank you.
That is so Silence of the Lambs-ish.
No, it's perfect. Your campaign's going to go through the roof.
Oh, God.
Yes. Get out of here.
Help me.
This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed is brought to you by the NAB app. Whether you're traveling, budgeting or online shopping, the NAB app has something for everyone. It's made for human.